This is a continuation of the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves properties 125-616-000 for case 1450 and property 125-626-000 for case 1451. Board members present by video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There was no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Majid Nayiri on the line for the appellant. And so if we could please have you raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, for questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. So I purchased these two very sloped pieces of land, two lots, from Department of Transportation. And we closed on the two properties very late December, and I purchased the two lots for $4,000 from Department of, as I said, Washington State Department of Transportation. They, I have included in the packet that I had sent snippets of what I could possibly get from Department of Transportation in the appraisal that they had done. And I have included an email from Ms. Salias from Department of Transportation indicating basically why she could not give me the total appraisal. But she sent me that page that corresponded to the comps that had been used for, by the appraiser for that property. And I just want to underline that Department of Transportation is by law not going to sell a property below an appraised value. They did the appraisal. They use basically a good discretion on their part to market the property. And I purchased the property at their asking price. So there was no negotiation whatsoever. I don't know where the assessor is getting their information. It's probably a legacy valuation that they have been using from a long time ago. And I just would like to have the opportunity for readjusting and bringing up to date the assessed value for these two pieces of property that are sloped, that are in a dangerous zone, they are landlocked, so on and so forth. And they are captured actually in the documentations that I have sent to you. And it was, according to that, it was priced and appraised for $4,000, and basically what should be used, in my opinion, as the assessed value.
Is there some other value for these properties? I mean, they're just shoulders, right, on the highway?
Yes.
Is there some other value for you?
I have bought this for my retirement, and I am just maybe hoping that if I would be able to actually in the future perhaps see if I could use the lots for any erecting any advertisement boards, but that was the intention, and I think later on I was told that the advertisement boards may not be possible to be put over there. Other than that, I am going to be pursuing with the city of Kemah to see whether or not there is a way for us to do something else, because there are guardrails basically protecting the traffic from going over onto Highway 14. That guardrail is all the way across my two lots, and currently it doesn't have any access. It has very, very steep slope, and at this point in time, I'm not sure what I could do with them.
Okay. All right.
I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it either.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so very much. Is your decision going to be affecting also that the new valuation or assessment that I received? They actually raised the assessment for this year.
No, it will not. You'll have to appeal that all over again.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's true. Until they figure out.
So, if you say you bring this down to X amount of dollars, and there are 10x that has to be reappealed. And not carry over to your current consideration.
That's correct. I mean, I'll write as much as I can in there about how ridiculous their values are, but it's not going to do any good. They put it in their model and they say it's so much square footage of property, and therefore it's valued according to this, and that's what they do. They computer value it, and until they realize this what it is and make a formal adjustment, hardwire it into the computer, then it's going to continue to pop out that way.
Okay. Well, I was hoping to get a settlement with the assessment or from the assessor's office, but there was no contact that was made.
No, you're going to have to be extremely persistent about getting in there to see them and showing them how ridiculous their values are if you're going to get any headway in that respect.
Okay, very good. Thank you so very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Please, be safe. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 140659000 for case 1452. Board members present by tele and video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Eric Westfall on the line for the appellant. So Eric, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in. We also have Shiji Lee on the line as a spectator.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No questions. Pretty straightforward. We purchased this land in May of 2019. It had been on the market for quite some time. Upwards of a year at 150 with no buyers. We purchased it. We have no affiliation with the seller or the realtor or anybody in the neighborhood. We didn't know anything about them. We purchased it when the price was dropped eventually to 100. And because that's what we purchased it for, and having no contingencies or strings or attachment to the property or the seller or the buyer or whatever, that is the real market value, is 100K, and then the assessment came out at 160.
Okay. The purchase price is the best possible evidence you could have.
I would think so.
I don't have any questions. Anything, John or Lisa?
No, I don't have any questions.
Lisa? You're muted, Lisa.
Well, I can hear you now.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay, that's it. You're all done.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Just a sec, let me get to the participant. Okay.
I'm okay with the 100,000.
Yes.
Oh, just a sec. Dan, do you want me to close the hearing?
I'll close the hearing, sorry.
All right. This is a continuation of the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 384-70028 for case 1453. Board members present by video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Joe and Sue Blattner on the line for the appellant. If you would please both raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. We've got our taxes, which was 2019, 24% increase from the previous year. And I've been looking at property and went through Zillow and Redfin, and I
And also looked at other sales for the
other sales. Like our neighbor just sold one for $545. It spent a lot of money on it. It's a bigger unit than ours. It's 2,186 square feet, unit 507. Our neighbors have had theirs for sale. Actually, they're one level down, but for a little over 6 months and haven't had any bites, and they're asking 6.25, 509. 506 sold for $615,000 recently, 2019. And of course,
done any updates.
Yeah, and we haven't done any updates. 509 is the one that's still for sale. Again, 506 sold for $545. And 507 was updated quite substantially, to be honest with you, but maybe they didn't. But we feel, you know, it just doesn't seem reasonable. You know, we're both in our 70s.
Well, don't rush me. I'm 69.
Oh, I'm 75. Well, so, anyway, we just thought it was just extremely high to jump that much. And then we just got a new assessment, which has gone up another 5 or 6%, which was $819,000. And we would never sell it for that. And the previous year was 788, and we wouldn't be able to get that either. So that's what I sent copies. You should probably have the copies.
So you're still asking for a value of $670,000.
Yes, and I think that's more than fair, because I don't think we could get 670.
Okay.
I don't know what else.
No, I think I understand it.
Yeah. I mean, we like Vancouver. We moved out of Portland back in 2004 because we like this area. Just don't want to get taxed out of our home.
I hear you.
Yeah. So. No, it's okay. I understand you have a tough position too, but a 24% increase in 1 year is really, really pretty high.
This is the first time you've appealed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand it.
Okay, all right.
Any other questions? John?
I just wanted to confirm, he is on the sixth floor, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And have there been any sales on the sixth floor that you're aware of?
No.
Not recently.
No. No, not at least over the last year or so. The one of them is for rent.
Okay.
Yeah, but no sales.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have any questions.
All right. I think we have it.
I thank you very much, gentlemen, for your time and the lady. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Close hearing.
This is a continuation of the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 141065000 for case 1454. Board members present by teleconference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weber. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, and there is also no one on the call from the appellant, so I'll hand it over to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 109583200 for case 1456. Board members present by video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Lieber. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Lawrence Aberg on the line today for the appellant. So Lawrence Leary, would you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Okay, it's raised.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, no, I understand. So let's start. So in 2019, our valuation was of our house and property was $465,653. So in 2020, they raised the valuation to $661,251, and a 42% increase in valuation. And the property didn't increase that much. So this is the reason why I am contesting it. The land is not as big as what they are saying. It's less than 16,000 square foot lot. They say it's 0.46 acres, but I'm not even contesting the value of the land, contesting the value of the building. I provided three comparables. They're all 200 square foot or more larger than our house. More bedrooms, more bathrooms on all three of them. And their valuations are quite a bit less than the tax people are saying. So I did a reasonable evaluation increase, and I noted that on the form. I kept the land at 152,519. The building increased to 349,665 for a total of 502,184, and that's what I'm requesting.
Okay, you bought this in 15 for 300. And you had it appraised in 17, and it was 450 for a refinance. Is that correct?
Yes.
And last year we put a value of 465 on it, correct? Yeah.
That's correct. 465 and some change. 465,653.
I don't have any questions.
How did you come up with the 502?
I kept the land at 152,519. I didn't even contest the land value. And the building, I gave it a reasonable increase. I believe it was five or 6% is what I. And I don't have the exact number. I have to dig through my notes, but I can get it. I gave it a reasonable valuation, which came off of some of the real estate websites that say this area increased. I think it was 6% is what I used.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, we got the picture.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's all I had.
All right, we got it. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Close hearing.
You know,
this is a continuation of the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 902-66006 for case 1457. Board members present by video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Shiji Lee on the line for the appellant. Shiji, if you please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay.
So tell us whatever you want to.
Oh, okay. Because I'm Shi Jielee's wife. But we were separated about 2 years, so he doesn't live here. So the evidence he handled in may be not enough because he doesn't live here. He doesn't know what actually happened. So I will start from the beginning. First, the most important, we got the house for 334,000. It is the fair market value with the finished basement. There is a big increase of 2019 for the property tax because they added the basement, finished basement value. But it is, we bought this with the finished basement. So it is the this market value and with the appraisal. This is number one. And number two, the finished basement is not livable, so it is, should not be concluded in the living area because I have the report from City of Camas Building Department and Camas Washago Fair Department. If you want it, I could email one. It is, this report is by March 9th, 18th. Like the bottom line is we have to vacate the basement in 30 days because it is not safe for living in 2018. And after that, the third, this is report. It has so many issues. Like it's not for living, the basement. And there's another report also say the same. Many safety issues. It's not for living. So the third thing is because we didn't live here in January 2019 to January, September, we were not here. So when we came back, we found the added building behind the converted garage. It is about 222 square feet. It's leaking. So I got someone fix this and it is still leaking now. That's one thing. And the fourth is most important, the basement needs to rebuild. The electrical, the plumber is leaking because we didn't live here like more than half a year. When we came back in September, if we take a shower, use the bathroom, the top, upstairs, the downstairs is leaking. And then if we use the kitchen upstairs, the downstairs, the area they put washer, it used to put washer and dryer, is leaking. So I got the plumber to check it and they take apart something. They said they do, the previous owner do the whole plumbing system not correct and with bad material. Because we didn't use it for a long time, the joints felt dry. So it's like not very sealed. If we use it, it's fine. But if long time nothing goes through it, it is that so the joint's leaking. So in fact, to find out it's leaking, they take apart several walls downstairs. So they said they have to rebuild it. That's for the plumber. And the same for the electricity there. Half of the basement electric, no electric. Like the outlet, the lights, no. I don't know if it's damaged by the water or some other reason. Just anyway, the fire department also said the electricity is all wrong. So we have to rebuild it. Then we got several contractors. It is very expensive. It is much more expensive than build a thing from unfinished to finished, because they just need to build. But with our condition, they have to take everything apart and then build it again. So I have to pay two parts. One is demolition, like they have to demolition all the ceiling, all the plumber, all the electricity wire, and replace it with the new one. So it's like, there are several different contractors. The highest, they said, is about 100, let me count the dollars. Oh yeah, 100,000. And some other, they may get it like around 50,000 to fix this problem. And there's another problem. Like in the front yard, you have the water hose. Like if you turn that, it is also leaking inside. That is why our upstairs kitchen also got soaked. Because when we didn't live here, we checked the surveillance video. There are some people using our water hose in the front yard, and it's got flooded inside. All the floor is ruined. So another problem. So now, because we are getting the divorce, we try to sell this house, and we could, because it's so much problem, and the agent said if we don't fix this, we could only get cash offer, like other buyer couldn't get loan from this condition. So they could only give us cash offer, the highest, the best outcome, maybe 350,000. So, but the agent also said, if you fix everything, you might get 450,000. But we don't have this money, so we are still looking for the buyer, like higher than this. And other things is, the last thing is, the private owner, they have 8 children, 10 cats, 6 dogs. So this house is in very poor condition when we bought it. After we moved here, we try to repair, but it's still something like you have to replace it unless it is very poor condition. And another thing is the whole house, they remodel it, rebuild it without permit, doesn't follow the safety rules. So we didn't ask the inspector to inspect the upstairs. They only gave us the report for the downstairs. Only the downstairs already have so many problems. So I think the same about the upstairs. And we bought this house sold as is without inspection, because the agent is our first time. The agent said, oh, there is no need to get the inspection, because if you get the inspection, the seller won't fix it and you cost for nothing. And the agent said, oh, they already live here for a long time, so there won't be any problem. And we believe it. So we bought this. And after that, so many problems happened. That's all I want to say.
Part of the evidence was a video file Yeah. If you can all see, then I'll play the video file from PAX. It didn't want to load, so let me go grab it from the email. Okay, I'll see if I can share this and let me know if you don't see it in just a moment. Okay, oh, can you see this?
Yes. Okay. Yes, this is when we came back in 2019, in September. We take shower, use the tub upstairs, and we found it's leaking downstairs. Now we couldn't use the upstairs bathroom. If we want to take a shower or something, we have to go to downstairs. This two rooms, like the electricity, there's no electricity in these two rooms. That's the wear problem. This is against the safety rules.
Yeah, and that was submitted as part of the evidence. It was just in PAX.
Oh, I think I forgot to mention that they also have broken window downstairs in the basement, a very big one. Because after we bought this house, we have to lease it back 1 month. So after they left, they broke the window. But it's too much because it's an old house basement window. If we replace the whole thing, it's around $12,000. So I just use tape in case the water come in. I think that's it.
Okay.
I don't have any more questions.
The weather's I don't have any questions. I read her explanation or their explanation on the house and photos and this little video. I think I understand where we're at on it.
Okay. If you have nothing else, we're all done.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, good with the recording?
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the July 10th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 920-06-740 for case 1458. Board members present by video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There was no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Jill Dempsey on the line for the appellant. So Jill, if you'd please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like her decision.
Correct.
So unless you have questions, I'm gonna turn it over to you. But first of all, I'll say that you just bought this in June of 19, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's the best possible evidence you could have. So if you have anything else to say, go right ahead.
Well, other than, you know, there wasn't a bidding war. It seemed, when I looked at like properties in our subdivision here, it seemed excessive, the appraisal that came through. For the short time that I had lived here, and there hadn't been improvements, so.
And you bought this through a realtor?
I did.
And it was an arm's length transaction. There was no related party or anything involved in it?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I have no other questions.
I don't have any questions.
I just have one. These are the condominiums at Fairway Village, is that right?
That's correct.
And they just had new roofs and siding and stuff put on. Did you have to assume any assessment, or was it already all paid?
It was already all paid.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Any other questions?
All right, I think we have it.
Okay.
So unless you have something else, we're all done.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
Okay.